Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Asleep in my car, I drove the whole time, but that's okay, I'll just avoid the hole so you sleep fine. I'm driving here, I sit, cursing my government for not using my taxes to fill holes with more cement. You
fell asleep. Second is the best. Folks, welcome to the WSB Traffic Podcast. Doug Fireball Turnbull here, joined by Smiley, Mark McKay, and Mark Arum. Reason I say second is the best is, man, we did one whale of a podcast just a moment ago, and I didn't hit record, so we're going to get to do it all again.
It was for an audience of three.
It's for an audience of three, but look, I mean, it's good to get it right for you guys. It's not often that podcasts get rehearsed beforehand, so the reason we're convening very hastily into the studio today, like we often do, is because we had first a surprise visit, and then we had a chance to plan for it, and then it was called off. So then it became a surprise when they called it back on from the President of the United States, who had a very up and down schedule because of the coronavirus and the Nashville tornadoes. And suddenly he made a trip to Atlanta. I took off for this past Friday afternoon. I had to officiate my friend's wedding, and they had the rehearsal on Friday afternoon. And so Smiley, Mark McKay had got to lead Atlanta traffic. Mark Arum, who is the longest tenured person on our traffic team, had to host his show that night. And I'd like you boys to take away what was an unusually interruptive presidential visit this time.
It was quite a day. It started out with us hearing when we woke up Friday morning that the presidential visit was off. And we started getting confirmation through Jamie Dupree, our Washington correspondent, the president was going to go to Nashville and then continue on to Florida. So Atlanta was off the schedule. And then mid-morning, we start to hear the presidential visit is back on. A lot of the social media we put out, too, had, you know, had some age on it later where people were going, you were wrong. That's why you're a fly boy. And I went, read the timestamp. This morning when that was pushed out by WSB Radio, it was off. And it came back on. And it came back on like at 10:30 or 11 o'clock in the morning. And so we ramped up, and we knew when Air Force One, and Mark, when Air Force One touches down, when they say 3:30, 3:20, he's going to be the president will be in town by 3:30 on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, once we got confirmation that the visit was on, we knew what to expect. We've been down this road before, Smiling, for many, many years. Presidents on both sides of the aisle visiting Atlanta. It's tough on a Friday afternoon, but we know pretty much what's going to happen. The president's going to land at Dobbins. He's going to the CDC. We have a general idea, guesstimate of what roads are going to be closed and when, and it's going to be bad. But we've got our minds wrapped around it. The landing and the visit to the CDC, by all accounts, was okay. I mean, it wasn't that bad. They closed some interstates, but they got to the president to the CDC campus fine. It was him leaving that caused the historic delays because the authorities or the people in charge of the motorcade shut the interstates down an hour before he left because the president was there and decided to take questions. So they closed the interstates, 85 south into town, 75 north out of Midtown, for an hour, and the president was still taking questions. So then they reopened the roads, and then they had to close them again, and that's why we had monstrous gridlock all over town.
Yeah, so the protocol for shutting down the roads, and I wasn't a part of the festivities of Friday, but I learned this from the last fall's presidential visit by talking to some people in the Secret Service and trying to figure it out, because I thought it was ridiculous then when they closed the downtown connector 15 minutes or 20 minutes or so before he left the Congress Center at that time doing the voting event back then, is that they have a space in the show. They know when in the speech that they need about 15 to 20 minutes to close down the freeways. And so they start shutting it down when 15 or 20 minutes, like at a certain word in that speech, to know that's go time or stop time for people in traffic. And this time, I would imagine that he did that again. I wasn't, again, in the middle of the coverage. In fact, hearing you say an hour, I didn't even know it was shut down for an hour after. I just thought he was just there a long time. I didn't realize they'd shut it down all that time. And so they probably shut it down what became an hour before, but what should have been 15 minutes before.
Right. So what happened was, and we had a camera placed at I-85 in Georgia 400 when Alex Williams said to me, hey, 85 shut down. I said, okay, he must be getting ready to leave. So 85 is going to get shut down. We anticipate 75 north. We go on the air with that. But I'm watching Channel 2's coverage, and they're taking his news conference live. And the president is answering many, many questions, some related to the virus, some not.
Oh, yeah.
He's having an impromptu news conference that's continuing while the interstates are shut down and people are sitting behind Georgia State Patrol officers.
Before we get to how this affected Mark Arum, that is, Smiler Mark, you said you were watching it. You were watching that in the helicopter, were you?
No.
Please explain to our people, we don't have DOT cameras, which are what we call the WSB jam cams. We have a few stationary cameras we're able to use. We are largely disabled in a lot of ways we normally could cover a traffic event. And you certainly
well, the sensors on the Triple Team Traffic Alerts app can show us where we can see that there's nobody getting through, so we can kind of guesstimate. And our traffic troopers, by the way, are on it as well. Those who are getting caught.
Yeah.
So when these roads were shut down and they stayed shut down, they opened it up. It was almost like to relieve the pressure because the president is still talking. The president is still fielding questions. So they opened it up. And then they shut it down again for the actual motorcade to go from CDC and DeKalb County out to Dobbins.
Well, we got to hand it to them for their flexibility. The Secret Service is not known for being flexible in our eyes. They were flexible, number one, because it was just like Wayne's World, game on, game off, game on, as far as the president coming or not. And that's hundreds of people getting deployed. Okay, I was at the Daytona 500 just a month ago. Hundreds of people get deployed to do that. And then, so Arum, even though it affected you quite deeply, just going on what's normally a 7-minute trip, right? The fact that they were able to close it and then open it just to help some people and then close it again is probably pretty remarkable.
Yeah, well, I didn't see any of that relief in the brief opening and then the closure again. 7 minutes door to door in the mornings from my house to the WSB parking garage. I knew it was going to be rough, so I left my house at 4:15 p.m. The Mark Arum show starts at 6 p.m., and I didn't make it in time. I had to do the beginning of my show from my car. Because of the massive delays, and it was literally like Mad Max Thunderdome. People were losing their mind, driving over lawns, up on sidewalks, turning around. It was just brutal. But I had my cup of coffee. I was listening to you smiling. I was content, and eventually I knew, all right, I'm not going to make it in time. I'll have to call in for the start of my show.
And you represented thousands and thousands of motorists who were caught. What happened on Friday, Doug, the main route, and this is where I think everything started. Well, it spread out in two places. I-85 southbound being shut down at North Druid Hills. 400 obviously being shut down, probably at Sydney Marcus from the best we could tell. And then I-75 northbound at 17th Street. Mm-hmm. So all the traffic stopped. So everybody's now looking for a way out. So now they're getting on off anywhere they can get.
Yeah.
And it's clogging up. Let's go from the connector, from the airport north, everything east and west of the connector, into Midtown, downtown, northwest Atlanta, Buckhead, the Highlands, and all of east Atlanta was just drawn to a close, a gridlock condition.
The two biggest factors for my route in, again, I was stuck on Bellmead trying to get to Northside Drive, is that they weren't letting traffic on a 75 north at Northside Drive. So Northside Drive was delayed back to McDonough. I mean, it was awful because they wouldn't let you get on the interstate north. So that took an hour to go a quarter mile just to get to Northside Drive. And the second jam was on Deering Road trying to get to Peachtree because they wouldn't let you get on there, and people were using that as an alternate to downtown connector. It was historically bad, just historically bad.
This might have been as bad as the evening that the bridge collapsed in March of 2017. That just occurred to me. If you think about that, they didn't shut down both sides of 85 at the same time in that same area, but certainly blocking the connector north back behind 17th Street and 85 south and North Druid Hills before Georgia 400 creates a tremendous bottleneck there. This is why I really thought that Friday would be a great day, and this doesn't help our ratings, all right, but it would have been a great day to half-day it, work from home, do something, because we had a warning. It's not as if a tanker truck overturned or a bridge collapsed where that you can't predict that. We knew at least hours beforehand, and at one point we knew days beforehand until the plan changed. The thing that I really think, guys, might attract people is that the plan did change in the morning. I even, as you know, I manage the traffic team. I got to make sure everybody's in the right place and we know what's going on. I breathed a sigh of relief. Oh, I actually get to be off today. I don't have to worry about it. It's just the normal traffic. And then as soon as it was game on again, I'm like, oh, crap, we got to make sure everybody's ready.
And we were.
And you certainly were. But think about other people that only heard part of the message and that weren't listening to WSB.
I think I even said that. If you went to work this morning, this is a rude surprise going home.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, we have two major interstates that come through the heart of downtown Atlanta. Ooh. So a lot of travelers up and down, you know, the East Coast or theoretically through Georgia may not even have known the president was at the CDC on Friday afternoon. And they're coming north on 7585 or trying to get through Atlanta via I-85 southbound.
And to show how hard it is for messages to penetrate the conscience, so to speak, of society, the people that I was helping with their wedding, I sent them a group text on either Friday morning or Thursday night, and I just said, hey, guys, you know, you got people coming from all over, coming from out of town. The president's supposed to come through. And both of these are WSB. One of them, anyway, is the WSB, almost P1. You know, they're an avid listener. Trump, but it's the week of their wedding. Trump's coming to town? Yeah. And then I text them Friday morning, Trump's not. Okay, Trump is now. And they couldn't even think about it because they're planning a wedding. But I was even surprised, even at 2-something in the afternoon, that I was only a little bit late to their venue because the roads were awful early. Beautiful
calls,
weather.
Calls I had to my show where people were late to an actual wedding, not a rehearsal, but an actual wedding. They're not going to make it.
The stories are epic, almost like Snowmageddon.
Yeah.
I mean, on a smaller scale.
Correct.
I mean,
yeah.
People didn't have anywhere to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, there were. I mean, I heard stories that aren't podcast aren't podcast friendly.
People were leaving themselves on the side of the road. Yeah,
it was pretty dramatic there for a while. And I then made the move from Buckhead into Midtown Atlanta. And even 7:30 at night, it was still jammed. I mean, saw 85 stacked up trying to get through the 400 interchange into the city.
But the good news is,
for it to unravel.
Right after relaxing after that night, we lost an hour of sleep this weekend. So
yeah, and
it all worked out.
Monday morning sluggish.
It all worked out.
And did the time just a quick addendum in here. Yeah. Did the time change seem to throw a wrench in plans this morning?
It seemed like an okay morning drive. I think people handled it well. Maybe tomorrow is going to be the real test. It was odd to be in that darkness again, flying all the way up until our refuel at 7:30.
The biggest completely change dark. Was, and we see this every year with daylight saving time, the sunshine delays now start an hour later on the west side. You know, instead of the sunshine delays at 7:30 p.m., they're now at 8:30. A.m.
There was the sunrise was beautiful this morning. Cotton if candy. You follow me on social media, you'll be able to see what we had coming out of the helicopter this
cotton
morning.
Candy.
Cotton candy color, because we did have clouds. We didn't have that bright, brilliant sun that we haven't seen much this winter here in North Georgia.
No, we sure haven't. You know, it used to be, I remember when Captain Hur was working, there was always a point about 8:15 in the morning we'd go, and rush hour's over out of Douglas County.
Yes.
Well, not during the time change, okay? At least the first few weeks of it, that sun is blaring right in your eyes there, and that's usually when it calms down, at least on I-20 outside the perimeter. A couple of things before we leave. First off, congratulations to Brian and Hannah Sterling for the nuptials this weekend.
Done,
and everybody
Doug.
Did make it on time, by the way, to the ceremony, because it was Saturday. Uh-huh. And then secondly, on the flip side of that, condolences to Traffic Trooper Meatman, who passed away actually right in the middle of all this action on Friday night at 6:50 Friday evening. He had a long-going condition that had kept him in the hospital for a while, and it took a turn for the worse. And Meatman was only in his 40s or so.
Well, traffic troopers are like family to us, obviously.
Long-time traffic trooper.
Yeah,
he's been around for decades.
We send out condolences. Oh, yeah, no doubt. And he attended a lot of the traffic trooper lunches that we had. He even brought you meat, didn't he, when he was an actual meat delivery guy?
He brought me boar's head corned beef.
I remember
no
that.
No kidding.
Yeah,
that's
like 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's dedication. Well, to show how, and any of you all that are listening that don't know, you could be a traffic trooper. There's a number, there's a button in our WSB radio app and Triple Team Traffic Alerts app just easily, and then you can save it in your phone and dial us even hands-free. It's really simple. And we connect with you guys. If you have community events, we've been to traffic trooper weddings and funerals in the past before, too, but obviously things that are in the middle, like just if it's a community event or whatever, we'd love to be there. So be sure to connect with us, social media, or calling us in our traffic center. We'd love for that. So, guys, any parting shots? Not parting shots. I didn't do that on purpose either. Any last thoughts about the POTUS visit on Friday?
We had a nice weekend. I guess people, once they got to their weekend, finally the weather was on our side. Hopefully everybody had a nice, peaceful weekend.
I had a delicious brunch Saturday morning at the General Muir. So it was all forgotten after the bagel platter. So it was distant memory by Saturday morning.
That's true. Please tell me that you weren't really just trying to drive to the General Muir right next to the CDC on Friday. Okay, and that's
why
you missed
the helipad. I was like, where's that freaking helipad?
Marine One.
Yes. Yeah, maybe they could use that. That's a good point. Yeah, could you have used some aircraft to get in? We don't know. But anyway, for Smiley Martin McKay and Mark Arum and the rest of the traffic team who did an amazing job, Alex Williams, David Hubbard, Mike Shields of Smiling on a Friday afternoon, I'm Doug Turnbull, and thanks for listening to the WSB Traffic Podcast.
We have the largest show. 138 miles of graded road. 6,638 miles of graded road.
And a lot of gravel, too. And a lot of gravel, too. Every city has an airport. And a lot of gravel, too.
The telegraph system, they're owned and operated.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.